Hybrid Audio presents
Annoying, the Science of What Bugs Us
by Joe Palka
and Flora Lichtman.
Read for you by the authors. A note from the authors. The trouble with investigating the science of annoyance is that unlike simple topics, such as string theory or molecular genetics, the science of what's annoying is highly complex, drawing on multiple disciplines, from physics and chemistry and biology in the natural sciences to psychology, sociology, anthropology, and linguistics in the social sciences to history, literature, philosophy, and art in the humanities. Indeed, the expert in annoyingness, if such a person existed, would be a true polymath. Of course, we all have some expertise in the sensation, both in generating it in others and feeling it within ourselves. In fact, when you tell somebody you're writing a book about the science of what's annoying, after you get the guffaws out of the way, you often hear a long diatribe about the annoying thing that happened just the other day. It's paradoxical. We don't like being annoyed, but seem to enjoy thinking about what annoys us. Although everyone can tell you what's annoying, few, if any, can explain why. That's why we turn to science. It may seem like a trivial pursuit, but think about it for a moment. Feeling annoyed seems to be a universal trait. Can you think of anyone who is immune to it? Although as a species, modern humans appear to have become exquisitely sensitive to annoyances, other species look to be at risk as well. While animal behaviorists and microbiologists may disagree with the terminology, it's difficult to argue with the statement that at least something remarkably similar to annoyance occurs across a broad swath of the animal kingdom. Older dogs become annoyed with pesky puppies, fruit flies are smart enough to avoid irritants, even bacteria will switch on their flagellums and move away when faced with the microbiological equivalent of fingernails on a blackboard. In the great tradition of reductionism, understanding these annoyances will surely tell us something.